are joined today by Marcella McCoy, leading lady bookmaker from Dundalk, County Louth. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to me today, Marcella. We are in Navan today for the Troy Town Day. So Marcella, just to start things off, you are a person with a lot of natural ability. I've known you for over 10 years now, and I'm always impressed by your work ethic on the racetrack. Why did you choose to become a bookmaker, and what's your background?
Well, Sarah, I want to just say thanks very much for having the interview with me today, and say hello to all the staff in Star Sports, Ben and Russ, and all the team. Absolutely fantastic. And hope Cheltenham was good for you last week. In relation to the question you asked me, why am I a bookmaker? I love what I do. I love the buzz. I love the atmosphere. The hard part is travelling to each racetrack in the country. But it's absolutely amazing, and people are so good, and all the bookmakers were like a little family, and we all look after each other.
Very good. Okay, so what are the advantages of being a woman bookmaker?
Well, it's like this. I just think like a man but act like a woman. And males do like to bet with a female, because there's not that many female bookies in Ireland. There's about three that have permits. Myself, Marcella McCoy, Caroline Quinlan, and I think there's one more. So, yeah, that's the plus side to it.
And what are the disadvantages of being a woman bookmaker?
Well, it's hard for women to swim in a man's world, but we just do our best. And I'd like to say, on that note, my dear friend Emma Meehan from Dundalk Stadium has, after being appointed the Downroyal manager of Downroyal Racecourse, so that appointment is just after happening there last week, and she's a mother of two kids and 38 years of age, and absolutely delighted for her. So we're getting there.
Very good. Okay, so on the outside, you are a very attractive and a bubbly bookmaker. On the inside, are you a steely and determined businesswoman who has learned how to survive in a tough game?
Well, I've no choice. This is my job. This is my profession. And I'm very professional in everything that I do. I like to think I'm very professional in everything that I do. And you have to be on top of the game 24/7. You can't let anything pass by you. And as I did say, like, all the bookmakers have great, we've all great respect for each other, and we do get on very well. Look, we're all out there to graft and earn our living, and there is competition, but I believe competition is good for everybody, and especially in this industry, competition is fantastic.
Okay, so what do you think the betting ring could do to improve its chances of long-term growth and survival?
Well, at the minute, the way it is working at the minute is, in Ireland, the midweek weekends are okay, the weekends are good, and the festivals are very, very good. So, like, I do believe it boils down to the quality of racing too, and you have to always be ongoing and plugging your business and establishing and growing it. It's all about the growth of the business, and I feel it's a one-to-one thing when you're going. You have a relationship with your customers, and they're loyal to you, you know. And I think if you have that little bit extra customer service, they'll always stay with you.
Okay, so how worried are you about professional money in the betting ring?
If the price is on the board, I lay the bet.
Just as simple as that, you
yes.
Lay the bet. Okay, so how many pitches do you have in Ireland, and what is your favourite one in terms of profit and in terms of personal enjoyment?
Well, in Ireland and Northern Ireland in total, I have 25 pitches. I'm really looking forward to the Curra opening up the new track next year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I'm on the bookmakers committee, and I'm a PR officer on that. And we had a meeting last week with the Curra, and we're getting there. It's all really starting to get established there, and we're really looking forward to getting back in there and giving it 200%. I believe the Curra is going to be absolutely one of the best racetracks in the world. Absolutely amazing when it's fully complete. So I'm really looking forward to that. In relation to the other pitches that I have, I have to say I do love them all. I have a soft spot for Dundalk because I am from Dundalk, and Northern Ireland, Downroyal and Downpatrick has been very good to me, and I have great friends up there, and I have great friends in all the racetracks in the country. But I love the festivals. Punchestown is my favourite festival of all the three, of all the festivals that's there. And I do like the local tracks because I don't have to travel too far either, like, you know. So overall, they're all quite good to me, and I enjoy them. But Punchestown for my festival, and I would say Dundalk has to be my local track. So yeah, I'd have to give that a good plug.
Okay, well, that kind of leads me to my next question. So you've got 25 pitches, but you're also a mother of two beautiful boys. How do you juggle it all?
I don't know.
And still look amazing.
Well, I have two sons, Niall and Daniel. Daniel is 5 and Niall is 7. And they understand mommy has to go to work to get the money to go to Disneyland Paris and Maldives, to go to Spain on holidays and do them nice things. So, and it's good for children, I think, to see that side of their mammy, that it encourages them in the longevity of their life as well. They're not spoiled, of course. They don't want for anything, which is a good thing. And they do come racing with me sometimes in the summer, Leopardstown on the Thursday evenings, so they have no school, they come racing with me and they enjoy it. They get a little bit bored, but they do enjoy it, you know. Well, it's just like this. I have great support. I have a fantastic childminder, and my mum is amazing. Rose is great, and a great family network around me. And it just works. It has to work. I make it work, and I feel that through that, it's very important for Horse Racing Ireland and the Bookmakers Committee to improve that, and we're doing our best in that respect to do that. But to encourage people to join, yes, I definitely would, if you want diversity in your job. And I feel that in my job, it doesn't feel like work for me. So every day is a new day, it's a new challenge for me. I meet new people and I enjoy everything that I do. So definitely, any woman that wants to join, definitely have a chat with me, no problem at all.
Okay, so imagine you're in Punchestown for the big festival. It's one of the days where the big race is on, and you're standing a horse to lose way more than you want to. The price has gone in the exchange, the price has gone in the ring. How do you feel at that moment in time when you're standing so to lose?
Shaking. But you just go with it. Sometimes it works for you and sometimes it doesn't, and you have to take the good with the bad. But 9 times out of 10, it goes in your favour. You kind of go by your gut and you just let it roll take it out there, you know?
Okay, so would you use the exchange much or lay off one of the bookmakers?
I use the exchange and I lay off one of the bookmakers. Depending on the price of the price on the board, or depending on the price of the bet.
Okay, and do you ever use your own opinion or just follow the market?
Follow the market, and on occasion I have sought to use my own opinion.
Okay, very good. So can you remember what your worst day in racing was, your biggest payout?
Well, there can be good days and bad days, but well, as I say, no, I don't remember it specifically, but there has been a lot of bad days and there has been a lot of good days, so it's just like that.
Okay. Now, Dundalk, Pub are here today, the Avenue Inn in Dundalk. So tell us about that.
Well, Pat and Declan Brady own the Avenue Inn, and Pat rang me about 3 months ago and he said they were going to the Avenue, they were going to Navan. The Tri-Town Chase Day, could I book the restaurant for them? So there's 40 of them going, and it's like their annual Christmas party. So I spoke to Peter in Navan Racecourse, and I booked the restaurant for the lads and their tickets and the race card, and I give them 5 match bets, so I give them 45 match bets, and then they'll arrive here today and they will bet with me all day. And they're a good betting pub, and they have everything going for them. They're lovely people. They enjoy racing. Pat is a dog bookmaker himself in Dundalk, and that's it.
Very good. Okay, so what would you change about racing in terms of attracting punters? You always seem to get the punters in, however, as every time I look at you at a race meeting, you are always busy, and it's great to see. You're very popular, you're very glamorous. Do you ever get any hassle from the other bookmakers, and what would you change about racing in terms of attracting new punters?
I never get any hassle off the other bookmakers. As I said, we are a team together, so if anything, they're very good to me because I'm a woman in a man's industry, and they respect that, and we all get on most of the time well enough, like, you know. But in relation to attracting more customers in, the likes of what I did for the Avenue Inn pub, like that's 40 people. It's going to be on the ground here today. They're going to be all betting. They have, it's like the Christmas annual party. Come every year. I have that 40 people to bet with me all day. Another pub in Dundalk, they rang me on Friday, Marcella, there's 30 of us going. Bennett's Bar in Dundalk, there's 30 of us going over to Navan. Can you give us a few fiver match bets? I said no problem at all. I called them on Saturday, dropped off the match bets. So that's another 30 people that potentially will bet with me. Obviously, I'm from Dundalk and they know me, so they keep the business local.
Okay. So what advice would you give your younger self?
At the moment, live life to the full and don't worry at all. It all works out in the end.
Okay, so last question. Not to dwell on being a woman in this business, but if you didn't go down this route, what would you have liked to do?
Well, prior to doing bookmaking, I worked in an accountancy practice and a financial services. And I was senior financial executive in that practice. So I really enjoyed that. But then when the children came along, when I work, I give it 200%. I just don't go and give it 100%. I give it 200%. So basically, I'd be in the morning, in at 7, not leaving the office till 7 or 8 at night. I could be in Saturdays, in Sundays. That wouldn't bother me. As long as I had my work all complete. And maybe, as I say, giving it 200%. So for that, when I had children, that wasn't going to work. As a parent, I don't think that was going to work for me. So I decided to diversify into the industry of bookmaking.
Okay. Well, thanks, Marcella. And I know you've done work with At the Races and BBC and radio stations. I don't know if you want to give a plug. You've a BBC documentary coming out soon.
Yeah, we did Down Royal Part 1, Part 2. And that is coming out in the next 2 weeks. It'll be out. And really enjoyed that. It was over the festivals that was on in Down Royal. And that was through BBC. And through At the Races, I did Galway Part 1, Galway Part 2. That was absolutely amazing. And I enjoy the interviews. Some people don't like them, but I enjoy them. You know, so. Sarah, I want to say thanks very much to you, Sarah Kinsella, from Star Sports, and also to Ben and Russ. Thank you very much for having me for an interview today. Anytime, call back. If any way I can help at all, no problem.
Joined by Pat and Declan from Avenue Inn in Dundalk. Hiya, lads.
Hello.
So what brings you here to Navan today?
Well, we're here for the meeting. Back a few winners.
And Marcella McCoy, I believe, is a friend of yours. Can you tell us a bit about what Marcella's done for you today?
Well, she's issued us all with a free £5 bet, and we do all our fun with Marcella.
Very good. And do you fancy anything today, especially in the big Troy Town race?
Well, the one horse I fancy today is actually going in the half one race, and AJ Martin's being sure the honour. Back to last night at 11-4.
Very good. And what about, do you think Gordon Elliott's going to win the big one today?
Well, he obviously has to have an outstanding chance when he's got about a third of the field and have won it this last 4 years.
Very good. And do you have a free pint for everybody that heads back to the Avenue tonight?
Of course.
Very good. Well, enjoy your day,
well,
lads.
Hopefully, we'll be back spending Marcella's money in the pub.
Very good. Thanks very much and enjoy your day today here in Avon.
Thank you.
David Russell here. Don't forget to check out the website, starsports.net.